praise you. We thank you for Missions Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for the people that are here to just all that's happening to stir not only our hearts, Lord, but to see their hearts, how compassionate they are to be on the front lines fighting for the kingdom of God and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to the lost and to the hurting. And Lord, this morning we lift up Paul and Griff and all of Griff's family, Lord, with the loss of Mary. But we know where she's at. We know she is home with you forever. We know that we will see her again, Lord. Bless this day. Bless all that we're doing now, Lord. I am so thankful that this church supports missions and that we reach out to the hurting, Lord, there in Mexico where you have called us. So, Lord, bless this day in the mighty name of Jesus. And we all say, amen. Amen. Let's welcome Steve Chavez. He's going to come up here and he's going to really beg for money now, okay?
You guys all know the story that there's good news and bad news, right? We don't need to say it. The good news is we have plenty of money to do all the mission work we have. Bad news is it's still in your pocket, so don't forget to... Surely you've heard that one before. Okay, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel's Mission Sunday for 2018. As you know, we've been serving in Mexico since 2009. And as I was thinking about how I was going to share today, I was thinking that it would be so neat to be able to just load all of you up in a bus, put you in a bus, put four or five buses out there, and we'd all take off to Mexico. How would you like that? Oh, yeah. Well, we can't do that. So we're going to do the next best thing. It would just be so neat if we could just all go down there and see the sights, smell the smells, touch the people, touch the things that are out there, feel the emotions, the physical things, and just know exactly how it is to be there. It's a lot different than looking at a bunch of pictures. So hopefully we can convey some of that over to you today. Some of the really neat things is when you get there, you get to see the smiles on the people's faces. How do they remember the time before you were there? If you were there for the first time, you'd be able to just see their smiles coming out. What people say when they go the first time is, these guys know you guys. They see you and they know who you are. And it's just so neat to go the third, the fourth, the fifth time and just see the people come to greet you. These things never seem to get old. It's always a joy to be able to return time after time. Most people will agree that it's a life-changing experience and that it's well worth the cost. So instead of jumping in buses, we're going to go through some videos and photos here and just try to convey how 2017 was an extremely fruitful year for us as in missions. And just so you can see how you guys have supported and just been extremely generous to the people there in Mexico. First thing I'd like to do is just read Matthew 25 through 40, where it says, I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. And then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in? Or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer them and say, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did this to one of my brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it unto me. LNFI was founded on the scripture in Proverbs 19:17 that says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deeds. You know, when God asks us to do something, and we do it with a good heart, a cheerful spirit, he always has a promise behind it. And that's neat. Before we begin on our journey through 2017, I'd like to share a little bit of background of what we've been doing through Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. We started sharing on border towns in Reynosa in 2009. We worked in McAllen, Texas, with a Calvary Chapel there, meeting the needs of the needy families there in Reynosa, Mexico. We worked doing city park outreaches in Reynosa, sharing the word, passing out clothes, food, and tried to start a work there in Mexico, in Reynosa. We also worked at the orphanage, Casa Hogar Mami, for about 5 years. Right now, we are working there, building houses in the colonias and the nopaleras in Reynosa. And we are currently supporting and serving at an orphanage in Camargo, Mexico. Since we started in 2009, you have supported the work. We have been able to make 43 trips to Reynosa and Camargo. We've worked in 2 different orphanages. We've built 14 houses, 1 bike shop, and we've had 2 neighborhood outreaches that have served over 500 to 800 people. One of the things that we cannot say enough is how grateful we are for all the teams that have gone down with us to get the work done. Since we began, we've had over 110 people go down with us, different people. This year alone, in 2017, we had 18 new people that had gone down for the first time. That is neat. It's always neat to see first-timers go down, the expressions on their face. We pray, and God puts the teams together. Just like the church is a body, these teams go down as a body, and they work together as a team. They work hard. Just real quick, sometimes right before we take off on Friday or the Thursday night, we say, okay, tomorrow we need to be up at 5 o'clock. That's not the best news everybody gets to hear after a 10-hour drive. But guess what? At 5 o'clock, we're up and we're ready to go. So it's not easy, but it gets done. We thank you very much for your hard work that you put into this. Everyone going down there does his part. There's no slackers. These teams are so faithful, and they have a heart to serve. They make it happen. I can't believe how many times I've gotten distracted and doing something else, turn around, and things just get done. Windows are installed. Walls are painted. Trusses are put up. It's just amazing how the teams, you don't have to babysit them. They get the work done. We're grateful also to each one of you for all that you donate, your generosity, your support. It makes it so much easier for us to go down there as you give and support the work that we do there. In Hebrews 10:6, it says, "For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love which you have shown towards his name in having ministered in and are still ministering to the saints." It's just neat how you guys provide for them. One of the things that's for sure is that every team is unique and every trip is a new experience. Through your prayers and your support, God has accomplished much. So let's go ahead and get started through this 2017 journey. First of all, we're going to go through the houses and then we'll go through the orphanage, I hope. We don't run out of time. We were able to make 5 trips in 2017. So in March of 2017, we went and had a neighborhood cookout for the people there in the Nopaletas and the colonias around there. This is the team that went out. There was 25 of us, and it was a good experience. We were there Friday morning. Go ahead and go through. Got everything ready. Prepared all the food, stuff, and then we got everything ready Friday morning. We were able to stop and go out, pass out flyers to the neighborhood, invite them for the next day, Saturday, and so that we could make sure we had a good crowd that came in the next day, So Saturday morning when we got there, we started cooking hamburgers, hot dogs. Just got everything ready that morning. There's a lot of hot dogs and a lot of hamburgers, and you guys provided them all. We fed over 500 people, and that means there was a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers. This is the way you always wonder how many people are going to show up, but they showed up and they just wrapped around the whole building. They all came out of the woodwork. It was just good to see. We had locals from the churches in the area that came out to help and really did a good job. We had plenty of people come out. We had Jeff Hord's brother even out there preaching and sharing with the people. We were able to spend time praying with the people that needed prayer and just meeting needs of all the people around there. Even just got Jeff up there. Oh, that day, after the luncheon, if you guys remember, we had a shoe drive back in before March, and you guys provided over 500 pairs of shoes for that shoe drive. Right after the meal, we had everybody line up, and we measured everybody's foot, and we got them the perfect size of shoe that they needed. These guys got the shoes that they needed, and they're just the right ones for them. Now, we're going to stop on this little guy right here. This guy here, well, I'm just going to read it real quick. There's a story behind this guy, and let's see if I can do this. The March trip was such a blessing. We had a privilege of passing out shoes to the people in the colonias. What was such a blessing was that God had shoes planned for everyone. The young boy that stood out most was around 9 or 10 years old, and he was one of the families most poverty stricken in the colonias. He came to get his shoes size a little later in the day. We had already passed out a lot of the shoes, and we didn't have any more shoes that boy size left. When we sized his foot, we realized that we only had bigger ones and smaller ones. None of them fit his shoe. He continued to wait and sat patiently to see if we'd come up with shoes for him. At the very end, when we were cleaning up, we found a bag that had a couple of pairs of shoes in it that we hadn't unpacked. We checked that bag, hoping that we would find the right size. To our amazement, and it always amazes me that we get amazed at what God does, because God always comes through. But to our amazement, God had put this bag aside just for him. The perfect size, the perfect shoe was waiting for him. He was beyond excited. And the whole team was very excited too. It's just awesome to see how God did not let one single person go without a pair of shoes. So let's go ahead and continue. In May, we built house number 13. And we built it for, well, this is the team that went down. And we built it for Sarah and Antonio. And they had a few grandkids and children. This right here is how the slab looks when we get there. I know we're going kind of quickly, but we have a lot to cover, so sorry for the rush. But if you see the corner in the back, there's a little extra spot on the slab. That's in the last 4 or 5 houses, we've begun to add a kitchen to the house that we built. So these houses have a little addition put onto them already for a little kitchen. Before we get started, we stop and pray and just ask God for his safety. And before you know it, walls are just springing up left and right. The kids really enjoy watching their house go up. This lady right here is, those are her grandkids. I think those are her grandkids. I'm not sure. But anyway, I got to spend some time with this lady. I sat down with her and I was talking with her. And I asked her, I said, how many grandkids do you have? And she looked at me kind of funny and smiled, and she goes, unos veintitantos, something like that. And that means 20-something. I'm not really sure what it is. So They're very fruitful there. This is the kitchen that we added to the back end of the house, so you can see it a little better. The end of the first day, this is usually what the house looks like when we're done on Friday. And then Saturday when we come in, we paint and get the outside looking sharp also. That's what it usually looks like when we're done. All the provisions that you guys provide, the beds, the linens, the toys, the towels, dishes, curtains, pots, pans, food. You guys make these kids happy. At the end of, when we're done building the house, we spend some time dedicating the house to the Lord. We try to explain to the family that this house is not from us, it's from God. God has provided this for them, not us. We're just his hands and his feet, and hopefully we're doing a good job. We get to a point where we dedicate the house to the parents, and we hand them over the key. They walk in, and most of the time, they like it. Okay, this is house 14 that we built in October. This is the team that went down. There was 21 of us. 21 of us. And then we built the house for this gentleman there on the left. His name is David and his wife, Ana Cristina, and their two kids. They actually have three kids, but only two of them are living with them. And there's a couple of their grandkids. There's another example of how when we get there, the house, this just a slab, we start building walls, and before you know it, there's a house. People work hard. They're learning more and more. And we're going to stop right here just to say that the local kids are a huge help to us. I think it was house number 7, 8, or 9, 10, something like that. If that was this, you'd see me and Paul up there putting screws in this tin. Praise the Lord, we've been replaced. You know, the funny thing is they do it without shaking. I don't know how they do it. Me and Paul are up there trembling the whole time. But I haven't touched a screw in the last three or four houses, so I'm very thankful for that. I think my wife is very thankful for that, too. So this is how the house looks at the end of Friday and the end of Saturday. It looks like this. Those teams are never afraid to do a little bit extra, and if you see just how that door is painted, they didn't have to do that. They could have just painted it white, but they went ahead and added a little extra just to make it a little extra special. We spent time with the locals there and the neighbors, trying to spend individual time with them, just to get to know them better, asking them questions, and just to learn about their lives. This is the house 14 and all the stuff that was provided for in that house, curtains and dishes and beds. And so here's where we're dedicating this house. And this is an interesting story, is that Karen, which is the daughter there, she was pleasantly surprised when she went in. I don't know what she was expecting, but when she went in the door, we were able to give him we usually try to give the dad the key so he'll feel my new house. But see how she just broke down. She was totally amazed at what she saw when she got in there. So she opened all her stuff, and then she just broke down again. But the really neat thing is that those girls were right there ready to comfort her and encourage her and just build her back up and just show her that God is providing for their needs. This is a Christian family that really trusts the Lord in all they do. This guy right here is on a waiting list for a kidney right now. He's scheduled to have a kidney transplant sometime in January. And the neat story about it is that his two sons are matches. The younger son was saying, you know, this is really neat. I'm going to be able to provide a kidney for my dad. Well, the older son comes in and says, I'm the oldest. I get to provide the kidney for my dad. So it's really neat to see that how they're dedicated to one to another. All right. So, K.P. Yohannan for Gospel for Asia once said, I've shared this before, but it's really good to share again. It is important that we do not overlook It is so important that we do not overlook at physical assistance alone as fulfilling the Great Commission. If our goal is simply to improve people's outward status without touching their souls, then we are not different than any other of the hundreds of other relief organizations out there today. We don't want to be that way. We want to be able to go in there and share the gospel and just build these people up spiritually also. We want to meet their needs, but we want to meet their spiritual needs also. So we would like to have Roy and Rebecca come up now and just share a little bit of just the different things that we've been doing there.
Thank you all for having us. We really appreciate everyone that we've met from Calvary Chapel. We've made some really close relationships with a lot of the team members that have come down. And like Steve said, everybody that comes is ready to work. And we're excited to see that everybody that's there is ready to work for the Lord and to fulfill their mission that they have come for. Our verse, our scripture for our ministry is Psalm 91:2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. And that's the basis of everything that we do and our whole lives. And that's where we should be, no matter if we're on mission or in our everyday lives at home. We've started building homes in the Colonia in 2004, December of 2004, we built the first two homes there. Don't really know the exact number of homes that we built, but I know in the last several years we've built at least 10 to 12 homes per year. And it's not just the physical homes that we build, but we also get the privilege of sharing the gospel for those that don't know Christ and to be able to encourage the believers and the ones who do know Christ, such as the family that he just spoke of that has the kidney issue, to be able to encourage each other in the walk that we have and why we have that hope. Our hope isn't in this world or the things going on in this world. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. People ask us a lot of times, how do we know what house to build? We don't have to worry about that because God shows us every single time. We have been working with another local pastor lately who has helped us with guiding us in some ways for the people that we haven't gotten to know yet. And that's been a blessing. It's been a blessing to be able to encourage him as his church grows. Building homes is part of our ministry. We have plenty other things that we are involved in. We have different teams that come throughout the year, and we do Bible schools, and we do outreaches, just like the other outreach. We have a Thanksgiving outreach. We get to share the gospel. We have medical missions, dental missions. So and building the homes is a way to get involved with the people and have a relationship with them and be able to be a part of their lives. And most of these people, we can walk up to them and they'll tell me, my house is your house. And they're grateful and thankful. And they know that we love them. They know that we care. And from the teams that have come from here, they know that y'all love and y'all care. We're so thankful to have churches such as Calvary Chapel who are so mission-minded and desire to share the love of Christ everywhere they go. And we just thank y'all so much for continuing that mission and for having the desire and the vision to keep on going and to keep following Christ. In everything. We can't say thank you enough for your involvement in the ministry that God's put us in in Mexico.
I want to thank everybody that comes down from Calvary Chapel. They have been amazing. Pastor, you've done whatever you're doing something good and you're doing something right. They're the lovingest people. In other words, we worked hard at trying to take and finish a house in a day. I mean, and everybody looks at that and they said, that's crazy. You don't need to do that. You can't do that. We do it in 7.5 hours. And watch the people the following day come in and share the gospel with the people around them about them. I mean, that's amazing. I'm going to do my testimony. I'm going to give you a testimony of what we had when we were there. When we first come in to Nopalera there, it was a pastor brought me in and dropped me out, and he wanted me to walk through and just take a look. As I walked through the place, we seen. Houses that was just nothing. We're talking pallet material with sign material draped over the top of them. That was just little 10 by 10, 8 by 8s, and there'd be whole families in those. And not just that, but they was in the dirt. They was in the mud when it rained. And then the kids were undernourished and sickly, and I mean, it was terrible. Well, as I walked along, I seen more and more and more. I finally got to where the actual school is at today, and there's a great big rock out there. I got on that rock, and I sat there before the Lord, and I prayed. I said, Lord, make a way. We serve an awesome God. I encourage y'all, come see what God has done. You know, I can't say no more than that. I mean, you know, I could stand here and tell you, I told the other group earlier, that I can describe everything, I can tell you all about it, but you will never, never know till you come and see it with your own eyes. To like Steve was talking about, to where when you drive across the border and you're going across the bridge and you get that smell in your nostrils, and you say, I'm in Mexico. Are you the servant that God has called you to be? If not, pray and ask God to teach you and show you where he wants you. Thank y'all so much. I can't say it enough. God bless you.
Thank you. You know, crossing across the border reminds me of a kind of a joke that we have on our teams that we cross, and we always got to make sure everybody has a passport, and you're going to cross across, and you know, going into Mexico is easy. You don't need a passport. You don't need anything. But coming back, you don't have a passport. You get to stay. All right. So now we're going to go, and let's talk about how the time that we've spent in Camargo at the orphanage. So March, if you remember, I was talking about, we went to did the outreach in the Nopaleras. Well, Friday afternoon, we had some extra time, and we drove over to the orphanage. And guess what we got to do? Build a pig pen. It took all of us to figure out where we were going to put it, because we all get to decide. But there's a sample of the city working. Look, one guy working and everybody else watching. What do you think of that? There's a lot of effort that goes into these. See all that effort? Yeah, so we finally got it put together, and that's how it turned out. We locked everybody up because we didn't want them to run away. And then everybody decided, guess what we did? Yeah, macho, yeah. All right. We got to build a pig pen. Now, these are the two pigs that about 2 months later they got delivered, and they've been working there. While we were building the pig pen, the rest of the team was working with the group. And if we can stop here, I think there's Jeff was able to work with the kids. I think he was teaching them a song here, something about walk this way or something like that. Anyway, okay, enough of the jokes. So Sarah was able to calm them back down and control them. They always love to say cheese and take pictures. These kids are just very special kids. It's just a joy to spend time with them. We went back in September, and if you remember correctly, we asked you all to donate food. We had a food drive, and this was the team that went down with us. There was 20 people that went down that time. And here's all that food that you guys donated. I mean, we had piles of rice, piles of beans, piles of tin cans, aluminum cans. It was just a joy to unload it and put it in their storehouse so they could have it for their orphanage. We also went down and prepared an area for a garden that we hope to plant this spring so that they'll be able to raise some of their own food there. We were able to take apart this. Some of these doors were missing under this cabinets of the sinks in their bathroom. We took them all off, made new doors, got them painted, got these teenagers to working, and it looked pretty good when we were done. Looked a lot better. We even got some doorknobs replaced. And we were able to share it. You know, when you guys give on Love Never Fails Sunday, all that money is not gone to waste. So there's times when we'll get there and they'll say, hey, we have this need. And we're able to meet that need real quick. We were there. Pastor Luna says, we could really use a freezer. So that Friday night, we went to Sam's, bought a freezer, took it over Saturday morning, and they had a freezer. It's really good. We're able to spend time with the kids, singing. Kendall was sharing the word with the kids and just encouraging them and going over different verses. That verse right there, John 14:6, is that what it is? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So we were able to teach them how there's just one road to heaven. It's really good. Spent time playing with the kids. And, hey, I think we skipped a picture. But when you try to feed 14 kids, teenage size, it takes a lot of pizza to feed them. And then you try to keep it. Oh, there's a picture. And you try to keep it away from Salvador. He wants to take it all. The teenagers are always willing to help. And we did a skit for them. And these guys jumped right in, and we're just teaching them how to stay away from sin. The different crafts that we were there to help them do and just teach them different things. This little guy right here, I think that's the neatest hat in the world. These kids really love God. They're special kids. Okay, then we went in December. And if you remember correctly, we had a angel tree set up to where you guys picked all the angels off. We set that up on a Sunday, and by Wednesday night, there was no angels left. They were all gone quickly. This is a team that went down in December. All those angels helped provide these stocking stuffers. We had so many stocking stuffers that we had to take. We stuffed the stockings, and then we had boxes left over to take to them. So it was really a blessing for them. We were able to make keepsake boxes with their initials. Each one of them had their initials put on it. And then they were filled with all the gifts that you guys bought off of the angel trees. We were able to teach them or help them learn to make Christmas cookies. And they really enjoyed that. Boys, girls, everybody, they loved it. They like sticking their hands in that dough. There's a sample of those Christmas cookies that we made. And they enjoy decorating them. Glitter and sprinkles everywhere. You'll be able to see that right here. There's. And they think that enough is not enough, so they put a little more. Angela took time with the kids to teach them how to play recorders and Christmas songs, and they really enjoyed that time. This is not one of those little pigs, so don't worry about it. This is an extra one. But as a result of the time that we were able to put this pig in the freezer for them, that freezer that we supplied, and now it's full of meat. Now, one day those little pigs may end up on the table, but... And we were able to cook a little bit of it. Salvador said, it's all mine, you can't have any. Right before we went on the trip, Anna and some of the ladies made tamales, and we were able to warm them up, cook them there, and serve a tamale dinner for all the kids, which was really special. We spent some time learning Christmas songs and worship songs, and Kendall shared the word with us, and it was just really good. We were able to provide some gifts for Pastor Luna and his wife. Those tennis shoes allow them to run around the orphanage, backing this all over. There's a we are able to give them their gifts, and they were very excited with those gifts. I want you to know that those of you that took the time to write out a card and put a photo of your family in, they really enjoyed that. They read those cards. It really made an impact on them. You can see one of these photos right here. That one right there. I mean, they see that guy in the back, too. He's reading his card, too. They really like those. So we got to pass out their gifts and their stockings. And it was very good. All right. So there's a few extra things, if I think we have those photos, that during the year we're not able to make the trip down, but we're able to help support in some of the repairs that they're doing on the orphanage. This room right here was leaking pretty bad when it rained. We were able to send down money, and they got locals to fix the roof. We replaced these lights, and now they have lights in their under their porch. We're able to send down money so they could put new ceramic tile in this apartment studio that they have. And we've been able to provide chickens. Those, and this is the size of those little tiny chickens you saw earlier. I mean, not chicken, pigs. This is how much they've grown. So next time we go, they may be ready for the table. They now have 18 chickens, one rooster, two ducks, and a partridge in a pear tree or something like that. We've also provided a couple of picnic tables there, and we may end up getting a few more for them. And those are those special kids that break your heart when you go. We have a short little video that we want to share real quick, and then we'll hear from Pastor Luna and his wife.
Hola, me llamo Diana. Quisiera tener un buen tiempo, pues, para comentarles el tiempo que tengo aquí en la Casa Hogar. Yo llegué aquí desde los 12 años. Tengo aquí 9 años. La verdad, me gustaría decirles que muchas gracias por todo lo que han le doy gracias a Dios por todo el tiempo que me da la oportunidad de estar aquí. La Casa Hogar ha sido de gran bendición para mí, la verdad. Ha sido de mucha bendición. Aquí he aprendido muchas cosas, he tenido oportunidades, la bendición de estudiar en Estados Unidos y aprender más del Señor. La verdad es de que nunca me imaginé poder conocer al Señor. Cuando era pequeña ni me imaginaba poder estar con esas oportunidades y bendiciones. Le doy gracias a todos, a los tíos, le doy gracias a los niños, han formado parte de mi vida. Le doy gracias a todos ustedes por su apoyo, por sus bendiciones. La verdad, quiero seguir sirviendo aquí en todo lo que pueda. Muchas gracias por estar conmigo y por sus servicios conmigo. Bendiciones. Gracias.
The young lady that you see in the video is named Diana, and she was saying that she was brought to the orphanage when she was 12 and has been there for 9 years now. She cannot thank you enough for everything that you've done. She cannot thank Pastor Luna and Hermana Teresa for everything that they've taught her, especially about the Lord. She said when she was young, she didn't know that, you know, who the Lord was and what an impact he would make in her life. She really wants to serve there. She's going to seminary in Chicago and is really looking forward to giving back. She says the children are all part of her family, and it wouldn't happen without all of the support that she's received and the love from you and from Hermano and all those around her who are helping her succeed.
Hola, mi nombre es Alex. Hace 4 años llegué aquí, tengo 15 años de edad y agradezco a todos por todo lo que nos han dado, porque nos llenan de bendiciones y también agradecerles porque comparten de su tiempo con nosotros y pues estoy muy agradecido con Dios por traerlos con nosotros. También les mando muchos saludos y muchos abrazos a todos. Y gracias por las gallinas y por los marranos. Lo más importante para mí cuando llegué a esta casa fue que antes de esto yo no conocía a Dios, pero después aquí me empezaron a hablar sobre Él durante casi 2 años y después... creo que un 14 de julio fue cuando acepté a Cristo en mi corazón y pues ahora pues ya vive en mí y pues estoy agradecido. Gracias.
2, 3. Gracias por todo. Dios los bendiga.
This young man is Alex, and he is such a special young man. All of us that have gone have so fallen in love with him. He is such a hard worker. He said he's been at the orphanage for 4 years now, and he loves the fact that he was introduced to Christ for 2 years as he was being taught the word. He finally came to a place where he wanted to receive Christ as his Savior. And so he wants to serve him. But he says, thank you, because you've given of your time and you've given of your support to make this possible. He loves Hermana and Hermano and cannot thank them enough. He also has a little sister there with him. And he is just one of the hardest working young men. He speaks very good English. He tells us that now, knowing the Lord, he says, when I'm going through a hard time with my studies, I pray to him and I'm successful. He says, thank you so much for my chickens and my pigs. Thank you so much. I love you.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and have Pastor Luna and his wife come up now and just share a little bit of how things are going there.
Agradezco a Dios estar con ustedes esta mañana.
I am thankful to God to be with you this morning.
Tenemos 39 años de servir a Dios.
We have been serving the Lord for 29 years.
Es una bendición poder hacerlo.
It is a blessing to be able to serve him.
Hace 24 años.
About 24 years ago.
Nació en el corazón de mi esposa un sueño, un deseo.
My wife had a desire and a dream in her heart.
De poner una casa hogar para los niños.
To have a place for these children.
Pero le digo rápidamente cómo sucede.
But let me tell you how this all came about.
Nosotros tenemos dos hijos.
We have 2 sons.
Tenían como 10 y 13 años.
About 10 and 13 years old at the time.
Mi esposa se puso muy enferma cuando nació el primero y cuando nació el segundo fue peor la situación.
She was very delicate and became very ill when she was during her pregnancy.
Pero ella me dijo hace 24 años que quería que tuviéramos un hijo más.
But 24 years ago she said, I want to have one more child.
Yo le dije que no era posible.
And I said, it's not possible.
Por los problemas que había habido.
Because of the situation you find yourself in.
Pero lo que me sorprendió más fueron las características de ese hijo que ella quería.
But what was more surprising was what she required in this other child that we were going to have.
Lo quería blanco con pelo de color y ojos de color.
Light skin, blonde hair, and colored eyes is what she wanted.
Yo le dijo, yo creo que no va a ser posible.
I said, I don't think that's going to happen.
Y ella me dice, yo no sé cómo le vas a hacer, pero yo quiero un hijo así.
Said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but that's what I want.
2 semanas después.
2 weeks later.
Llegó un niño a la casa.
A little boy arrived at our home.
Tenía solamente 3 semanas.
He was only 3 weeks old.
Estaba abandonado.
He had been abandoned.
Tenía problemas con infección en los ojos y en los oídos.
He had infections in his ears and in his eyes.
Yo creo que duraba 2 o 3 días iba a morir.
He had about 2 or 3 days to live.
Nos dimos cuenta de él y lo recogimos.
We immediately took him in.
La mamá y nadie lo quería.
The mother didn't want him. Nobody wanted him.
Pasamos a la tienda y compramos lo necesario para él.
We bought all the necessary things that he would need.
Llegamos a la casa y lo bañamos.
Brought him into the home. We bathed him.
Y nos dimos cuenta.
And we found out.
Que era blanco, ojos de color y pelo de color.
Light skin, blonde hair, and colored eyes.
Tiene ahora 24 años.
He's 24 years old now.
Usted puede tocar a los otros dos, pero no toque al güero.
You may be able to do something to the other two, but don't touch this one.
Porque ella se le va a poner enojada.
Because you'll see her in a way you've never seen her before.
De ahí nació la necesidad de un lugar para niños abandonados.
That is where the dream was born, to put a place for abandoned children.
Ella decía que debería haber más niños abandonados y quería un lugar para ellos.
She said, I know if this happened here, there must be a lot of children that are needing a home.
Yo dije que no podíamos, no teníamos dinero, no sabíamos qué hacer, dónde meterlos, así es que no era posible.
I told her, this is impossible. There is no finances and nowhere to put them.
Y otra vez la misma cosa, ella me dijo, yo no sé cómo le vas a hacer, pero yo quiero una casa para los niños.
And again she said, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I need a home for children.
Oramos 10 años.
10 years we prayed.
Ayudamos a los niños de la calle con la escuela, con ropa y con comida por 10 años.
We continued to help the children in the streets with food, clothes and education.
10 años después Dios comenzó a abrir las puertas para una casa hogar.
10 years later, the Lord opened the doors for this home.
Ya nosotros no queríamos hacerlo.
At this point, we didn't want to do it anymore.
Comenzamos a mirar lo negativo.
We started to see the negative side of it.
Se enferman, ¿qué hacemos? ¿Qué le damos de comer? ¿Dónde los metemos?
When there's no food, what will we feed them? When they get sick, how will we care for them?
Y nosotros dijimos no.
And we said no.
Pero Dios dijo sí.
But God said yes.
Y le dijimos a Dios, si tú quieres lo hacemos, pero tú vas a ser el responsable. Cuando se enfermen, cuando necesiten comida, tú vas a suplir todo. Y nos dijo Dios que sí.
And we said to the Lord, Lord, if you want this to go through, then when they get sick, you're responsible. And when they're hungry, you feed them. And the Lord said, I will.
Han pasado 14 años.
It's been 14 years.
En septiembre cumplimos 15.
In September, it'll be 15 years.
No ha sido fácil el camino.
It hasn't been an easy road.
Pero Dios nos ha bendecido con la casa hogar.
But the Lord has blessed us with casa hogar.
Especialmente para mi esposa no ha sido fácil.
You know, it hasn't been easy for my wife specifically.
Porque ella los ha adoptado como sus propios hijos.
Because they're all her personal children.
Y un hijo cuesta.
And you know what? What a child hurts.
Pero Dios nos ha ayudado y nos ha dado la fuerza para ello.
But God gives us the strength.
Estamos viendo ahora el fruto de esta casa.
We are seeing the fruit of having this home for these children.
Tenemos ya varios profesionistas.
We have several children that have gone on to be professionals.
Tenemos 4 maestras que están trabajando afuera.
We have four that have become teachers and are now working within the community.
Una de ellas ya se casó y hizo su propio hogar.
One of them recently got married and she's now building her own home.
Tenemos un muchacho que es licenciado en administración de empresas.
We have another young man who is a business analyst.
Hace 6 semanas él se casó.
6 weeks ago he married.
Y son niños que llegaron a la casa hogar.
And these are children that were raised in casa hogar.
Les decimos a ellos, dos cosas son necesarias para ustedes.
We tell them there are two things that are necessary for you.
Primeramente, Cristo en su corazón.
First and foremost, Christ in your heart.
Y la otra es la educación.
And the other one is education.
Y damos gracias a Dios porque ha suplido cada necesidad.
And we thank God because he supplied every need.
Ha habido ocasiones en que parece que todo se termina.
There's been occasions when we feel like things are getting very low and impossible.
Pero Dios en el momento llega para ayudarnos.
But God is right on time.
En una ocasión ya teníamos pensado que a lo mejor íbamos a cerrar el lugar.
One of those hard times we thought, now we're really going to have to close these doors.
No teníamos los medios económicos ya para seguir.
We no longer had the finances to continue on.
Y fue cuando llegaron ustedes.
But that's when you arrived.
Gracias a ustedes.
Thank
por,
you.
Por su ayuda.
For your help.
Gracias al pastor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Gracias al hermano Steve. Al grupo que ha llegado para ayudar.
We want to thank Pastor for what you've put in the hearts of the people. We no, want to thank Steve and the groups that he takes down there.
No sé, pero desde el principio yo sentí muy cerca al hermano Steve.
And I don't know, but there's just that communication and that connection with Brother Steve.
Es muy inquieto, es muy inquieto el hermano.
He never sits still.
Sabe hacer todo, yo creo.
And he knows how to do a lot.
O lo que no sabe lo inventa, pero lo hace.
And what he doesn't know, I think he makes up.
Solamente queremos decirle gracias por su ayuda.
We really want to just say thank you for your help.
Seguimos trabajando.
We're going to continue to work.
Mi esposa un poco cansada por la atención de los niños.
You know, my wife, kind of tired because that's a lot of kiddos we have.
Todos los días está ahí.
Every day she's there with her kids.
Pero la muchacha que vieron en el video está en el seminario.
But I want to tell you about the young lady that you saw on the video. She is now in seminary.
Ella llegó de 12 años.
She arrived there when she was 12.
Estamos orando a Dios, quizás ella sea la directora de la casa próximamente.
And we're bringing this before the Lord that hopefully she'll become the next director of the
casa. Tiene la capacidad y la preparación y la visión que nosotros tenemos.
She has the ability, she's been prepared, and what we've looked for in someone to take over.
Confiamos en Dios que el trabajo continúa. Nosotros estaremos detrás de ella ayudando, pero ella será la responsable.
We trust in the Lord that he is going to make this provision. We're going to be there to train her and to back her up, but we pray that she'll be the next director of this orphanage.
Gracias a todos ustedes y que Dios me los bendiga.
Thank you to all and may God richly bless you.
Dios los bendiga.
God bless you.
Y gracias por todo lo que hacen por México.
And thank you for everything that you do for Mexico.
Es un trabajo hermoso.
It is a beautiful job.
Hay muchas necesidades.
There are many needs.
Y Dios los está usando.
And God is using you.
Gracias, Pastor, y todo el equipo que trabaja con él.
Thank you, Pastor, and everyone that works alongside of him.
Dios los prospere.
God give you prosperity.
Para seguir en el ministerio.
That you continue in this ministry.
Yo doy gracias a Dios por este grupo que fue y va.
I give God thanks for the groups that continue to go.
Nos levantan el ánimo.
You lift us up.
El espíritu.
You and give us our spirits a refreshment.
Y económicamente también nos han ayudado.
And you help us financially.
Ha sido una bendición.
It's been a blessing.
Algo que no dije hace rato.
Something I didn't share earlier.
Es dije, Señor, si llegó tu tiempo de cerrar la casa, llegó tu tiempo.
You know, before I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, is it time to close the doors? It's up to you.
Pero no, llegó el grupo que fueron ustedes.
But the answer was no, because he sent you.
Gracias a Dios por eso.
Thank you, Lord, for this.
Hay trabajo para las de, digo yo rancho, pero es pueblo.
There is plenty of work in this little town.
que lo necesitan.
That needs it.
Me son una ayuda.
You are a great help.
Y gracias por todo lo que hacen.
And thank you for everything that you do.
Dios les bendiga bastante.
God bless you richly.
Thank you very much. Pastor Luna, Teresa, Roy, Rebecca, we really want to thank you for taking the time out to come down and share with our church and just to show what God is doing in Mexico. You know, we'll never know the impact that we're making in the lives of the people that we touch down there in that area and serving those people. And you know, it sounds like, hey, everything sounds really good. Look, they have pigs, they have chickens, they're doing good, they're doing great. Well, that can't be farther from the truth. There's still tons of people that need homes, and there's a lot of kids that need your love. So we need to continue to support this work. This is a great work. I've been involved in it since pretty much the beginning, and I'm ready to go back. These families that have been living in shacks and these kids that are abandoned, they can't be forgotten. My prayer, though, after this time, is for you all. If you remember, we shared earlier, the founding verse for this Love Never Fails Internationals is Proverbs 19:17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deeds. We need to remember that, God is right behind us, supporting us in everything we do. Philippians 4:17 says, not that I seek the gift itself, but what I seek is for the profit which is increases on your account for what you've done, for what you've provided, for what you've generously given. And what Pastor Bill has been sharing with us in Malachi 3:10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. You know, those are the things that we're able to provide with fixing roofs and putting down floors and fixing cabinets, those kind of things. But what I really desire for you is the benefit that comes from all this, where it says, test me now on this, says the Lord. We need to test God's faithfulness. He's faithful. He's going to do it. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. God is faithful. And he says, test me now on this, says the Lord of hosts. And if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. And that's my desire for you all. Thank you very much.
Well, God is good. Amen. You know, let's stand to our feet, if you don't mind, and we're going to be dismissed and singing out a song just in a moment. But let me say something. You know, first of all, you know, Steve and Carol, you could not ask for better mission directors. Amen. I am so thankful for them. Their hearts, they are so dedicated. And then the team that they raise up and take, you guys are incredible. Just, and Sarah, thank you for all that you did this morning. We appreciate you. But let me say one thing. You know, for the media team, everything crashed in the first service. All of the slides, all of the pictures. And, you know, Abby and them worked so hard just to get something back up there. What a blessing you guys are. Yes. Amen.